Renting out property comes with its challenges, and there may be situations where a landlord needs to terminate a tenancy. However, it's crucial to adhere to the legal procedures outlined in the Landlord and Tenant Act 2022 to ensure a smooth and lawful eviction process. This blog aims to guide landlords through the legal steps involved in evicting a tenant in compliance with the Act. 1. Vacation of premises on termination of tenancy. When terminating a tenancy in accordance with the Landlord and Tenant Act 2022, it is essential for the landlord to provide the tenant with a notice of termination. This notice should specify the date by which the tenant is required to vacate the premises. The tenant must adhere to this specified date, or any other date mentioned for vacation in the notice. 2. Unlawful eviction of tenant. The Landlord and Tenant Act 2022 strictly prohibits landlords from evicting tenants outside the provisions of the Act or the terms of the tenancy agreement. Any attempt to force a tenant to vacate the premises in violation of these regulations is considered an unlawful eviction. Consequences of unlawful eviction. If a landlord unlawfully evicts a tenant, the tenant has the right to pursue appropriate relief through legal channels. The tenant is entitled to compensation equivalent to 3 months' rent payable by the landlord. Legal recourse for tenants. Tenants can seek relief from a court of law to address the wrongful eviction. In the event of a court finding the landlord liable, the court may impose penalties on the landlord. Compensation for damages. In addition to any penalties, the court has the authority to order the landlord to compensate the tenant for any damages resulting from the unlawful eviction. 3. Tenant's failure to vacate premises. If a tenant fails to vacate the premises on the specified date in the notice of termination or upon breaching the terms of the agreement, the landlord is granted the right to re-enter the premises. However, it's crucial to follow legal procedures during this process. Legal Reentry Protocol. The landlord should re-enter the premises in the presence of local council officials and the police. This ensures that the eviction process is conducted lawfully and with the necessary oversight. A sad story. A friend shared a story with me about returning home from work with his wife and his kids after a day at school, only to discover that the landlord had already loaded all their household possessions onto a truck. The landlord instructed them to provide directions to the truck driver for the delivery of their belongings. This incident occurred well before the enactment of the Landlord and Tenant Act. However, since the implementation of the Act, it has played a crucial role in preventing such unfortunate circumstances. Access the complete text of the Landlord and Tenant Act of 2022 by clicking here. Conclusion. Navigating the eviction process can be challenging, but it is imperative for landlords to follow the legal guidelines set forth in the Landlord and Tenant Act 2022. By doing so, landlords can protect their rights, maintain a positive landlord-tenant relationship, and avoid legal complications associated with unlawful eviction. Remember, knowledge of the law is key to a lawful and successful eviction process.